head over to the livestock side. Cattle numbers are down, but no surprise, it's kind of a wait-and-see mode for this cash cattle to take place.
It is. You know, right now the cattle market is overbought, same way with the hogs. A lot of big run-up in anticipation for tighter supplies moving into fourth quarter, as much as 5% less than last year, and a huge drop-off from third to fourth quarter, which has traders thinking that we're going to see a substantial run-up. Unfortunately, right now, the cash market seems to be lagging, and we're getting some base levels increasing with the slower demand here, even for the box beef. So until those cash and box beef starts to catch up, we may see some consolidation in the deferred months.
Is there any concerns that ahead of this hogs and pigs inventory report tomorrow for the hogs?
Well, I think there's an anticipation, maybe I'm a little more bullish than what the expectations are. They're looking for, I think, around 1.5% decline in all pigs, maybe an increase of 1.5% for kept back for breeding. But there's that big question mark over there is what's happened with that pig virus that's come through and its effect. And if there's a surprise, they're anticipating a bullish side to it.
A lot of unknowns when it comes to that PEDV at this point.
Well, there is. You know, right now they're projecting maybe 0.5% less than last year during that time frame when those pigs were being born. And you know, if that was to increase 3 to 4%, that would have a huge effect on the market.